You hear an interview with a health administrator called Dr. Marvin Lee, discussing an article about delivering high-quality non-visit care.
Patients are increasingly seeking to have their healthcare needs met without coming into an office, and there's a strong possibility that non-visit care will become the rule rather than the exception. I'm Jan Dean, and my guest today is Dr. Marvin Lee, co-author of a recent perspective article about strategies for delivering high-quality non-visit care. So, Dr. Lee, what do you think that the transition to non-visit care systems will look like?
Well, I actually think you'll see a variety of responses. Existing medical institutions will pilot and are piloting these programs and gradually scaling them up. And at the same time, of course, new organizations are entering the market and changing practices, changing how things are done. So I think it'll be a mix of both of these. And really, my sense of this is that it first has to start with culture, developing a culture for non-face-to-face medical care.
Oh, I see. Could you say just a bit more about what you mean by culture here?
So, what I mean is, if you create a culture in an existing medical organization where an in-person visit is viewed as what you do after you have tried in a very safe and highly effective way to meet a patient's need remotely, I think this will change the game for how generally your organization will think about the practice of medicine. I do think that we'll see some existing organizations differentiate and make that leap over, yet some new organizations will perhaps be at the advantage of being able to start from scratch. So I think we'll see a blend of these two responses.
I see. So, you say in the article that the goal of a non-visit-based healthcare system would be to bring as much of the care and social support as possible into the patient's home. Does the technology exist to do that today?
I think in many instances, yes, and the technology is really getting better. I think it's important to reflect on how things like smartphones, particularly in the last decade or so, have influenced our expectations. There's been a massive shift in how people in everyday life think about this and about how they expect to engage with services. So we really have to find a way to map onto that consumer demand. And I think for a lot of the basic medical needs that people have, the tech is there already.
So what kinds of things do you mean?
Well, if you look at clinical protocols for primary care, these are designed to help physicians and clients make decisions about appropriate healthcare for specific circumstances. I think you can quite likely do a lot of that very safely digitally before you even consider meeting face to face.
But what about the times when a patient really has to be there in person?
Well, of course, there are still those moments. But I think it's more about when that necessity arises. Is it earlier in the process of care or later? And what impact does it have on the patient involved? I think there are smart ways, when you do need in-person visits and interactions, to structure those so they have the least burden on the patient as possible.
Could you give an example of what you mean?
Well, one example we mentioned in the article is a scenario when a person has to provide a blood specimen or urine. They currently do need to be in person, but instead of building up an incredibly expensive office and lab infrastructure around a city, you could build up a very small collection of sensors that would be cheap to operate. The patient could simply drop the specimen at the collection point nearest them for it to be forwarded to a lab, minimal fuss, and wait for the data you need. So you can accommodate these face-to-face moments efficiently.
Finally, how can organizations go about trying to transition towards models that deliver high-quality non-visit medical care?
In time, as the technology and science gets better, gets more precise, organizations should just look at these situations that require in-person attendance by the patient and evaluate them, and evaluate that requirement against the currently available technology to see if it is something that could be safely transitioned to an online remote system. I think it's important to really critically evaluate every moment that someone has come in. And I think that if you do that, you'll start to see clear opportunities to reconfigure your care pathways quite dramatically.